Hi, I'm going to talk really quickly because I am going to overrun. So, pretty long title. I thought of making it a bit more exciting, couldn't find out anything else. So there we are, we're stuck with it. So first of all, I'm going to talk a little bit about the background and why I wanted to have a look at the discoverability, and then a little bit about how it works, and then what I found out. So why web? Well, to maximize the discoverability of our digital collection in our repository, because it's a known fact that most users will now start with a search engine. For City Research Online, our institutional repository, that figure is about 75%, so that's pretty high. Why subject? Well, subject. I think subject is a very controversial metadata element. Can be affected by lack of knowledge. From our perspective as a repository administrators, or from the user's perspective. As much as librarians love controlled vocabularies, we can sometimes be constrained by them, and that particularly goes for interdisciplinary research. It's pretty difficult to apply consistently across a large collection, and last of all, it's time-consuming. So, really, I wanted to have a look at a subject metadata element so that the time taken to classify digital objects is justified. How does it work? Well, search engines use spiders and robots to discover new web pages, and metadata from our institutional repository and other institutional repositories are exposed to these bots and spiders in the form of meta tags, but not all meta tags are indexed by search engines. This is what it looks like to search engines. So on left-hand side, that's our repository item with various metadata elements assigned to them. And on the right-hand side, that's the page, what it looks like to the bots and spiders. So how was this done? There were two random samples of repository items, one which had subject metadata elements assigned to them, one which didn't. I used Google Analytics tool, which can tell us a lot about how a repository is used. And I use the keyword search functionality, which tells us which keywords were typed into the search engine, and then links to the page that was accessed using those keywords. Then the search individual searches, well, I've analyzed those keywords, matched them to the individual metadata fields. And then the searches were reproduced and the individual items were ranked. So these are the results for metadata for the keyword searches. So you can see that the content from three metadata elements is mostly used by users when they type the keywords into the search engines. It's title, descriptions, which is an abstract, and a creator, which is the author of the work. Although the order is slightly reversed for the second sample, which did not have the metadata element assigned to them. I feel that the user behavior didn't particularly change between the two groups. And so this is how it looks like graphically. And then when the searches were reproduced, it resulted in this. So my sample, which did have metadata elements assigned to them, I found 17, almost 18% as a top result, whereas I've only found just under 6% of the items which did not have metadata elements assigned to them as a top result. That continues, and I have not found just over 50% of the sample with metadata elements assigned to them on the first two pages, whereas this figure was 70% for a sample which did not have subject metadata element assigned to them. And because the user behavior did not change particularly between the two groups, I feel that this shows that assigning subject metadata elements to repository items does increase its discoverability and retrievability. Of course, there are caveats. So this is what it looks like graphically, and caveats. So ever-changing content indexed by search engine. So this means that their ranking positions will change. The searches really can't be reproduced later on as they happened in the past. Also, it's known that search engines change the algorithms they work with. So meta tags or metadata elements that are assigned that are indexed at one point might not be the case. Ooh. Later on. Search engine personalization, what I see as a results list is not the same for everybody else. And my two sample sizes were of different sizes because in our repository we do assign subject metadata elements, so we've decided to stop doing that for a certain period of time so that we could collect this sample, and so the two samples were also collected at the different times. And that's me. Thank you. And I did it in 7 minutes.